It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lynn Howerton.
Our guest today on Making Democracy Work is Amy Russell, Public Information Officer for the Springfield Greene County Office of Emergency Management. Amy is here to discuss a hazard mitigation plan for our area. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Could you explain the term hazard mitigation to our listeners?
In Greene County, we have over 30 identified hazards. It's obviously a goal to reduce the risk of those hazards as much as possible. So we want to use the hazard mitigation plan to both identify those hazards and then do what we can to mitigate them.
Could you explain what particular hazards are included in the plan?
Sure. So it encompasses a wide range of hazards, everything from your typical natural disasters that you would think about for this area, such as tornadoes, even earthquakes to a certain extent, since we do have some experience with that, as well as more man-made disasters that we run into that might have to do with a hazardous material spill on a railroad, or even most recently there was that ammonia leak out on Chestnut and 44, so things like that.
Of the hazards that are outlined in the plan, what is the primary hazard in Greene County?
So in Greene County, it may not originally be thought of, but our actual primary hazard is flooding. That, of course, is a natural disaster. It kind of goes hand in hand with what you would typically see with our spring tornado seasons. Or really, it kind of seems like tornado season can be all year round here. Mm-hmm. So always something to look for. But flooding is actually the highest risk for this area.
Is the mitigation of hazards, is that part of an overall larger plan?
It is. So the planning process in our office is four parts. So we have preparedness, making sure that we are prepared for the disasters that happen here in Greene County. We have then our mitigation plan that, as I said, mitigates those hazards as best as we can. Next, we have our response. So when a disaster does occur, say a large-scale tornado or something else that would require a larger response from coordinated agencies, that's what we do, that would be the response portion. And then finally, we have the recovery portion. So making sure that we have a plan in place for how to recover from a disaster is also extremely important, so that we all know our next steps and where to go, and every agency is following the same plan.
Could you explain how the mitigation plan would work, or give an example of a mitigation of a hazard?
In the instance of flooding, mitigating the risk of flooding would, of course, be to identify all the floodplains in your area. So the planning process in our office really involves a lot of key components that does have to do with mapping, floodplain identification, making sure that any land that may be purchased in a floodplain, people know those risks, of course, if they're building homes there or maybe a development for commercial real estate, things of that nature. So one way to mitigate it would be obviously just the knowledge. But in some communities, there are buyout plans where if you've purchased land in a floodplain, now having the knowledge that it is in one, there can be a buyback option to where they no longer own that property.
Did you recently present a new plan?
Yes. So we are reviewing our plans nearly constantly. However, we have just recently presented a new hazard mitigation plan to the public that our planning section has been working on for about a year now. It's in the process of being finalized.
And who gives final approval of that plan?
Our plans are all signed off by Larry Woods. He's our Director of Emergency Management. It's also reviewed by the State Emergency Management Board. And we do have a specified mitigation planner who is contracted with our office, as well as a complete planning section that includes a municipalities planner and then a county planner who is our chief planner.
So you could say that the total disaster mitigation plan or hazard mitigation plan is an ever-changing, a dynamic document, if you will.
Very much so. All of our plans, really, in our office are dynamic and ever-changing. We test them regularly. We have exercises. And we really work to try and make sure that that our plans are tested so that whenever a disaster does occur, we're working with what we know to be the most efficient and effective plan possible.
Thank you for being on the program today, Amy. Our guest has been Amy Russell, Information Officer for the Springfield Greene County Office of Emergency Management. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find today's program and others in the Making Democracy Work series available on the web at ksmu.org.